Blog Talk Radio.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handled like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Blog Talk Radio.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. So now I go. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
Elijah Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the Truth Platform for Black Liberation and Black Empowerment. This is your show, the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled The News of the Day. So, brothers and sisters, let us get into it, but this is part of the news also. So, I want to let you know that the links from the websites, in most cases, have been cut. I don't know what's going on. Our server says they didn't do it, and they're trying to gather the links back. Our former server, which holds some of the links, are saying it's not them, and they're trying to do it. We know what the deal is, but we're trying to get some of those links back up, and they've cut our traffic from the website down to almost a halt, to just a couple hundred a day, because they've cut the links. Isn't that something? It's amazing. The devil is going to all kind of links to keep you from listening to the Star and Crescent Report and from reading the Hiram's 1555 blog. But I'm going to continue to try to do my part by the grace of Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad. I am very grateful that Allah has given me peace and he has given me a mind of serenity. I would get frustrated about these things. It's not bothering me now because now I know where we are. I know that I'm on my post, and I know that I'm doing everything that is incumbent upon me and everything that is in my power. Now, brothers and sisters, you'll hear a lot of noise in the background. I want to say this also before we get started. And you'll hear a lot of, like, wind and whatever. We're going through a storm on the Gulf Coast area. We've been going through this for the last few days or whatever, and sometimes the power comes in and the power goes out and things like that. It just knocks it down. So I just want to make you aware of these things. We're catching the blowback of the cyclone. Yeah, it's a cyclone. Believe it or not, this goes to the judgment. There is a cyclone in the Gulf of Mexico. This doesn't happen. It's just yesterday, 6 or 7 miles from my house, there were water spouts, not a water spout, water spouts tap dancing all across the water. The judgment is beautiful when you see it. You don't get frustrated. You don't get nervous. You don't get scared. You just get thankful that Allah is bringing his will to pass. But all of this plays into today's news. I recall Brother Saladin, he was telling me, he said, brother, when this thing heats up, you're going to start seeing multiple tornadoes. And we're starting to, and remember when he told me this was a time when you weren't seeing these things. Now you're seeing them. So everybody can attest to this, but when the brother was telling me what the messenger had given to them, multiple tornadoes, and these tornadoes, when they touch down, they would not be here for 30 seconds or for a minute. They would be here some for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and an hour at a time, and some going from one city to another, from state to state. These are things that we're witnessing. So we know that they did not lie in conveying this truth to us because we are eyewitnesses to this fact. Because we are so close to the end, and because we're at the culmination of the judgment, which most of you cannot comprehend. I see that in talking to you and listening to you. You cannot compass, I think, because you don't want the devil to be removed, and you don't want God to do what God said he would do. So you want the burden to be upon you, and you can't fight your way out of wet paper bag. You're not patient enough to wait for, on God, and you're not sincere enough to understand that you're supposed to do your part, and when you can't, when you've reached your limitations, let God do the rest. You understand? So today in the news, we're going to talk about all of these things, from the economics to the military and to the destruction of America, because all of these things, the reason you're seeing the petrol dollar go down, the reason you're seeing, and we told you that these nations would be, I don't care how much they try to pull out of the Middle East and North Africa, they would be drawn back in there. What is going on there? Huh? Right now, Turkey just moved in a massive amount of troops and hardware to northern Syria after America would not adhere to their security needs. Now, these are supposed to be allies. Iran just did a ballistic missile strike in Syria from Iran after America downs a Syrian warplane. Didn't we tell you that the messenger said that America is on her way out of the Near East? But before that takes place, there would be bloodshed and plenty of it. Huh? And he said that these great powers were there for one specific reason, and that was to drive America out. And I was reading some articles yesterday and day before yesterday from some of the writers of the white world, and they were talking about just this and how America is playing her cards wrong and how she's losing at every turn and how sooner or later she would have to either go to all-out war or pack up and leave. And even if she decided to go to all-out war, she would eventually be forced to pack up and leave. This is what Messenger Elijah Muhammad says. She would be thrown out of the Near East. But first there must be bloodshed and plenty of it. And these nations, they're there to drive America out. And they were saying that China is working covertly behind the scenes with Russia and Iran. China is the financier. Russia is the air power. And Iran is supplying the boots on the ground, and how they're grinding the empire to a halt and showing the world that the empire has limitations, that all of the nations are watching. And they're starting to jump up and dare the empire to do something. Isn't that amazing that we told you that this would happen? As a matter of fact, even Venezuela, when America held a meeting with the, what is it, the AOS or whatever, it's something about these American states. It's an organization of the Western Hemisphere. And so America tried to get them, this is how she does, she works with your people and tries to get them to agree on something that she says, then she uses that as a justification to then move military components into a sovereign nation and then destroy or balkanize or take over that nation. Well, Maduro, the successor to Hugo Chavez, said, we dare you to send in the military. We dare you to send in your Marines. Now, look at this. Do you think that this would have happened 15 or 20 years ago? Why is it happening now in the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period? Huh? Because all of the nations, Muhammad says, well, the little nations are awake. Matter of fact, since we're talking about that, let's go to it real quick. Matter of fact, I just turned to it. Here we go. Chapter 25, Fall of America. I tell you what. And the chapter is titled America's Loss of Friendship. Is that not right? And Muhammad says this right here. And remember, I want to read this part here, because this has everything to do with these nations rising up. Because sometimes when we read Muhammad, we don't put it in the proper context or the proper perspective. So when we're seeing Maduro doing what he's doing, and we're seeing these nations rise up and forge alliances with Russia and China, we look at that as an isolated event. We don't look at that as part of the liberation of Black America, which it has everything to do with your liberation. So in the beginning of the chapter, in the last paragraph on the first page, Muhammad says this. Well, first, let's go up a little bit. He says, therefore, the black man is warned in Revelation 18:4. Come out of her, my people. This scripture warns the black man to give up Babylon, which is a symbolic name meaning America. America has tormented the black man. Now, a tormentor is after her. Stop right there. So you see the abuse and the brutality that we face the viciousness of the American government and her so-called judicial system against black America. All of this is bringing the other stuff about. Her mistreatment of you is the cause of her disgrace, her wealth destruction, her being exposed to the entire world and the grinding down of the empire. Let's go further, because the tormentor, the great tormentor, is after this one. So he says, America has tormented the black man. Now a tormentor is after her. The divine tormentor says that we should not be partakers in the divine torment coming against America from Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. This means separation. Did you hear that? This means separation. What is he talking about here? Oh, in another chapter, he goes and explains this chapter further up. He's talking about, at this point here, about not partaking in her lifestyle, right? Before you can be separated physically, that grafted mind of yours has to be purged, and you must be separated mentally from this devil and culturally from this devil, because some of you still have the Negro mentality that was put in you by your slave master. And we look at each other as though I know just as much as that nigga. I know this. He can't tell me, or she can't tell me nothing. And that is what the devil put in you, because that's his thought. You have a grafted mind. What is devil? See, mentally you are a devil. Physically you are of the black nation, but mentally you are the devil. All right? The question is asked in the supreme wisdom. What is a devil? And the answer is a grafted made, a man made weak and evil, or any live germ grafted from the original is a devil. So that gray matter that's up there had been grafted over these years out of his natural way of thinking. So you still harbor the Eurocentric thought, and your actions and your mouth speak for it. You can hardly get a conversation without sports, without vulgarity, and without the cursing like a sailor. You can hardly get that out the mouth of anybody. Right? Why? Is that not what the slave master put in you? If it is, and it's still spewing out of you, you can have a bow tie. You can have on your righteous garments. You can say all praise is due to Allah, but you still have the devil mentality. You understand? So you must be beaten out of that grafted mind and regrafted back into the original state, where you love your brother, where you stop gossiping, where you stop lying, stop backstabbing, undermining, all of these things. This must take place. This is why Muhammad says, you're not going to accept this just by having the freedom to do so. You must be divinely beaten and destroyed. What is he talking about? You got to be destroyed. He's talking about that mentality of yours has to be destroyed before there can be a physical component. Because if you didn't and you got into your own land, you'd be killing each other and calling each other niggas over there. And the devil will have to intervene. Look at these independent nations over in Africa. The devil is intervening every day over there. They got their own territory, right? They're killing each other because they still have the Eurocentric mind. But let's go further. Y'all bear with me. And it's storming bad out here. I hope we don't lose our streaming internet service at this moment. It is storming bad. But let's go a little further. He says, we must separate ourselves from America so that we will be saved from the stroke of the master, who is God himself. When you read that, the first thing you think about is getting into a territory, which is not wrong. But if you comprehend what Muhammad is saying, and you do this, and you do a comparative analysis of Scripture, and what we are to expect in these days, and look thoroughly into Muhammad, you can't separate yourself in the sense of what you're talking about. It's going to take God to do that. The devil ain't going to let you. And later down in a few more chapters, Muhammad is going to say that the devil won't let you separate. So he can't be contradicting himself, so he must be referring to something else. Right? Okay, let's go further. He says, Allah is whipping America with all kinds of calamities. I've been writing for many years that America must be punished for her evil done to her black one slaves, who are so-called free slaves now, who continue to suffer the same or worse punishment under the children of the white pointing to this, about this being a part of her judgment or her chastisement, when he's referring to the black man and the woman in America. And then when you see, when you look at this, and you see Maduro stand up, as did Hugo Chavez, one of the greatest leaders of the 20th century, Hugo Chavez in the 21st century. And, I'm saying this, he is one of the greatest leaders of the 20th and the 21st century. I say that without shame. So when you see these nations, they rallied around Hugo Chavez because he was charismatic and he was sincere. And he truly wanted not just Venezuela, but all of South and Central America, the Caribs, and Africa to be liberated from the empire. And he did everything he can economically with the wealth, the treasures of Venezuela to do so. And America killed him. They killed him. But this has everything to do with you, because if it didn't, why would Muhammad put it in the chapter when he's talking about that? Go further, he says. After he talks about, he's been writing for years that America must be punished for the evil done to you and I, he transposed and transitions to this. America has not only lost and is still losing friendship all over Asia and Africa, but she is now losing friendship right here with her next-door neighbors, Central and South America. Right after he started talking about you and how America must be punished for you, her treatment of you, he then tells you about South and Central America. And what is happening today? Huh? The rise of the Latin America, right? And they're challenging the empire on all fronts. Do you study? So he goes further and says, the manner, the ill treatment and dislike with which they received the President's Fact-Finding Committee. Stop right there. Let me stop right there. So we see Muhammad writes this back in the day. But America has sent presidential fact-finding committees, and they were trying to send one in not too long ago with the backing of a military. And Maduro stood up and said, no, bro, not here. We dare you to send them in with your Marines. The only way you'll be able to send them in is with your Marines, and we'll kill them if you send your Marines up in here. You can go Google what I'm saying. So Muhammad says, the manner, the ill treatment and dislike with which they received the President's Fact-Finding Committee made it seem as though they should have been on the other side of the earth. Steps had to be taken to protect their physical self in a country which is right next door to America. However, listen to this good. However, the scripture must be revealed. This is what I continue to tell you all. Regardless to what you say, regardless to what you think, what you believe, and how you feel, scripture must be fulfilled, and one must do a accurate analysis of prophecy and how it went down to understand what we are to expect in these last days. And if you do not understand time, the workings of time, you can quote the teachings forward and backwards, and you'll still be lost because you're not understanding how things must unfold in certain time periods. You understand? As I gave you an example before, you can get a mortgage and you agree upon all types of things in those papers to get this mortgage. Now, in this mortgage, you agree to pay X amount of money, and you agree to pay it at X amount of intervals of time. Now, if you renege or are unable or refuse to pay the agreed amount sum in these intervals of time, you lose your right, is that not right, to maintain what you call your home. And then the authority now goes from you to the mortgage company, and they can foreclose on your home, and you can come up, if the interval, you can have the money. I've seen this happen to people. My trade was real estate. I've seen this happen to people. You can have the money, right, after that time is up, and you can go to the mortgage company and agree to pay. Some of them will say no. No, we don't want it now. So why? Why do they have that right? Because the deadline has passed for that grace period. You have X amount of time to pay it. Then you have a grace period. They say grace period, right? They give you a what? A grace period. You have that on a lot of things, a grace period. And if you do not fulfill your obligations within that set of time, that limitation of time, you lose out and you lose authority and ownership of that which you held. Is that not right? So America and the white world has been living in a grace period. And in this grace period, they have failed to do what was incumbent upon them. And now they're losing their world. And they're fighting like mad to try to maintain it. And some of you don't understand that as these things take place, time continues to roll on. And we're supposed to not stand still and look back and marvel over yesteryear and say we need to reclaim that. We're moving into something better, brothers and sisters. But you can't comprehend it. But the book says, no eye have seen, nor ear have heard, nor has it yet entered into the heart of man what God has for you. You understand? We're talking about the news of the day. So let's go further. So he says, however, the scripture must be fulfilled. They shall eat America's bread and burn her body with fire, meaning they will accept her gifts. America would bribe them and give them gifts, and she would think that she would have their sincere friendship. But Muhammad says in the scriptures, bears him witness, they shall eat America's bread and burn her body with fire. I quote from Revelation 17:16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. The horns here are a symbolic reference to Central and South America, America's satellites. This means that America's gifts and whatnot will be accepted. But this does not mean that America has bought their sincere friendship. They will take all the gifts that America, which America offers, but still this does not mean that America has a heart, their heart. See, this is what I'm telling you. This is why you see the rise up of, he's putting this right in the chapter, and he's talking about you, and he's talking about South America. He's telling you something. He's showing you a connection, what you're supposed to look at. But sometimes you have the books, and you have the tapes, and you're so smart till you're dumb. It's almost like a house. The house is connected to the power pole. And it should be power. You go in the house and you switch the light switch on, but there's no power. Because the utility box outside, the fuse box, is not on. And that's with some of you. The fuse box is not on. So you can't see the true light of things. You have the power connected, but you have no power. You understand? So Muhammad says. Now right after that, listen to what he says. Right after that, he says, they will take all of her gifts, which America offers. But still, this does not mean that America has their heart. Then he transitions right back to you. Now, he's talking about South and Central America and how they will fool America, take her gifts, and betray her. Then he goes back and says, America is careful not to give any help to her black one slaves for 400 years to do something for themselves. America wants to keep her black slaves tied while she watches their movement. Now, he talks about, he goes on and talks about if we ask her for a territory, she gives us a deaf ear. This is what he says. And he talks about how we help her to get everything that she has. And we have not received anything but hell from her. And then Muhammad says that she gonna taste it. She's going to taste the wrath of God. She's going to taste what she meted out to you and me. Then he goes and says this. Listen, I'm going to flip over because I want you to listen to this part. And then we're going to try to get some clips up in here, okay? If we think that there is a God of mercy, and there is one, should we not think that he will sympathize with the poor black slave to receive justice from his master? The black slave helps to make America rich. Would Allah be silent forever? Being the God of righteousness and justice, would he not take to himself the work of aiding the poor black people against their evil oppressors? So now, what Muhammad is trying to press upon your mind is common sense. If there is justice, and there is, and if there is a God, and there is, and he is right, and he is, should he not help those who have been misused and abused and oppressed and those who he claims to be the apple of his eye? Because if he don't help them, then all is lost. Right? aiding the poor black people against their evil oppressors? See, he asks this question. He puts that on your mind for you to think about. Because some of us, we get weak-hearted. And we think that we're left. Listen what the word aiding means. To provide with what is useful or necessary in achieving an end. That's what the word aiding means. To give assistance. So, if God is going to aid us, he's going to provide us with what is useful or necessary in achieving an end. What end? To liberate us and to put us into a territory of our own. He will give us that assistance according to the definition given to us by Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Is that not right? So, we go further. He says, America wants everyone to help her bemoan all of her setbacks. But when she causes other nations to fall, breaks up the countries of other peoples, and destroys their independence and freedom, she laughs and prides herself as doing a great thing. Stop right there. She's over in Syria, knocking down Syrian warplanes and talking about self-defense. She wasn't invited in the country. She's over there meddling. She started the mess. Then she goes over there talking about she's trying to fight a terrorist group where she's armed, where she's trained, where she gives cover to. Look at what she's doing in the Philippines. She used her CIA agents, who are generals in the Army of the Philippines, and they did a soft coup on Duterte because he wanted to realign himself with the East. Look at what she's doing. The South Korean president, the new president, said he wanted to stop the THAAD missile deployment and wanted to have a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with the North Korean president, Kim Jong-un, and wanted brotherly ties, and they can work out ways of reunification peacefully. Soon as he said that, America tapped her CIA spies in the South Korean army, and they secretly deployed the THAAD system over the authority of the president. And then America flew Lancer bombers over the Korean Peninsula as a provocation to them to divide the nation. You see this? Everywhere there's trouble, you see America's hand in it. Is that not right? Come on, talk back to your brother. 347-989-0855. She prides herself in breaking up nations. She prides herself in putting her foot on the economic neck of others and strangling them. But Mama says, she laughs and prides herself as doing a great thing. She puts her feet, listen how he transitions to this. She puts her feet upon their economic neck and destroys their independence as a nation. Now listen what he says. Now when he says this, remember now, we got the AIIB. We got the BRIC banks. We got the yuan starting to be internationally convertible. We got the One Belt, One Road. We got the Eurasian Economic Union. All of these things are there to rival Western institutions and Western levels of power, which are run by America. Remember that when I'm reading this part to you now. All this now returns to America. The little nations are now awake. They had looked for true friendship from America, but instead America deceived them. Again, I repeat the Bible prophecy. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. There is no friend for America. Also, it is written in the Bible, in the day of thy fall, none shall help thee. Then Muhammad asked the question. He rhetorically asked this question. Then he answers it. Why? And he answers, because you, America, have been and are an aid of the destruction and fall of other peoples. So who should help you in the day of your fall? This is what Allah wants to bring home to America through his prophets. So this is what we're at right here. All of this is connected. I hope you're following along. So, as we look at these things, and then in the same chapter, as he goes further and talks about prophecy and how America has fallen and how these nations are against her, he ends this chapter talking about you. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Why? Because he knows that America is number one for destruction. And he's warning you to get your act together and to look at all of these things in a collective manner instead of isolated And the reason he's doing that is because you are not getting justice from your oppressor. You are only getting beaten and killed and brutalized, right? What did the parents of those brothers who were slain say? There's no justice for black people in America. But think about this. I want you to understand something. They weren't saying that before their children was killed, right? We all can get along. It took the loss of that loved one to force them to see this beast for who he is. But had they embraced that years ago, maybe this wouldn't have taken place. You understand? So this is the coming of age point for you. You will either accept this or God will force you to your knees to accept that your open enemy is this beast out here. There will be no more rejection of this because of the time. So you'll see things escalate. Don't you see it? And that warning of an escalation here. And if you go to all of the alternative websites, they're talking about a civil war has already begun. Right? And they're talking about a race war is on the near horizon. This is what these white people are saying. Because they see something. And they're saying that the Republic of America has fallen. And it's not what it used to be. No. It's going to be rubble. It's going to be ashes. It's going to be nothing. This right here, this is just a warm-up act to the movie that God plans to show you. This thing will be beautiful, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. So you better just pace yourself, take your good breath, and say, all praise is due to Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. What a wonderful time we're living in. We're looking at the liberation of an entire people. That's something beautiful, something all of the prophets of old wish that they could see and be a part of. And you're living in it, and you are the apple of God's eye, and he's doing these things to bring about your resurrection, your redemption, and your salvation, and separation all together. And you're ungrateful. And you still want to be a part of this beast nation. But this is why you suffer. I want you to listen to this. This is about 11 minutes. But I'm not going to play. I don't think I'm going to play the whole 11 minutes. This, you can tell they have their question in this person about black rights in America, racism, and what is going on in America. I'm going to play this because we just ended on this point in all of America. And when we come back after that, we'll try to address it, and then we'll take it to the economic part, and then we'll take it to the geopolitical part. Brothers and sisters, if the time does not permit, and we have not addressed some of the economic part or some of the geopolitical part, would you allow me 10 or 15 minutes over? I would really appreciate that because I want to talk to you. I haven't been able to talk to you in a few days. All right? So let's go to this clip here, and always remember that I love you, but Allah loves you best, okay? So we'll go to this clip, and I want you to listen closely to what they're saying.
Cam video of a Minnesota officer shooting a black man last year has been made public. This video is sparking outrage amongst many members of the black community, and this comes days after the officer was acquitted of any wrongdoing in the death of Philando Castile, a 32-year-old nutrition services supervisor at an elementary school in Minnesota. Here's Ashley Banks with Race in America for more on this story. Ashley.
For decades, African Americans have been the victims of police brutality. These are just some of the faces that meet national headlines, yet there are several others who you've never heard of. Lynchings may be a thing of the past, but many are calling these killings modern-day lynchings, and they believe we have quite a ways to go before things change. I'm Ashley Banks, and you're watching Race in America. Philando Castile was shot in front of his girlfriend and her 4-year-old daughter during a traffic stop last year on July 6, 2016. Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, used Facebook Live to capture the moments occurring right after he was shot, causing Castile's death to make a national headline, sparking reaction around the globe. We now have access to the dash cam video, and we can hear Officer Yanez and Castile exchanging words right before the shooting took place. Take a listen.
You have your license and insurance?
I have a firearm on me.
Don't reach for it then.
Don't pull it out.
Don't pull it out.
Oh, Castell informed Officer Yanez he had a gun on him, and Officer Yanez panicked, telling him to not pull it out. Castell said he wasn't reaching for his gun, and then we see Officer Yanez fatally shoot Castell. Shortly after the shooting, Officer Yanez was charged with manslaughter and reckless discharge of a firearm. However, after 5 days and 25 hours of deliberation, a 7-man and 5-woman jury found him not guilty of either charge this past Friday, acquitting him of any wrongdoing. Yanez would have faced up to 10 years behind bars if he were convicted. This dashcam video was released a few days after his acquittal, leaving many to question the timing of its release. Joining me now to discuss this is Daruba Bin Wahad, Black Liberation Army co-founder and co-chair of the National Committee to Combat Police Terrorism. Thank you so much for joining me now. In your opinion, why do you think this dashcam video is now being released?
Well, thank you for having me on your program. Well, first of all, what people don't understand in the United States is that law enforcement over the past 40 years and since the passage of various voting rights legislation, since the passing of various bills empowering citizens and communities to affect public safety, law enforcement has exerted an inordinate amount of influence on local and state legislatures to the point where they're no longer accountable to the communities that they supposedly serve. They're protected by property owners. They're protected by a system that relies on the police to keep minorities and poor communities in check, to keep minorities and poor communities in terror of the police, of the state, and of the power of the state. So until the people abolish this mode of policing, until we radically change how we police in inner cities and black communities and poor communities, we're going to continue to have these egregious injustices where police commit cold-blooded murder on camera, and then they are acquitted or they are slapped on the wrist and nothing happens to them. So it's the system that is built on terrorizing and intimidating and controlling people of color and poor people that have spawned this type of policing.
Now, Daruba, in that recap of history and how the police were formed and the fact that you're saying that they're here to police the minorities and to essentially terrorize in some ways, was this news of Officer Yanez's acquittal a shock to you?
No, it hasn't shocked me at all. I mean, the police have, on countless occasions, just recently, the families of slain, of children and loved ones slain by the police met in the Midwest for the first time, and they didn't even realize that there were so many of them, and that they all had the same experience with law enforcement, regardless of what state they came from. And the only thing that the state will do to keep things quiet is to throw money at the families and settle the cases and give them money and hope that it will go away and everyone will forget what's happening. So, no, I'm not surprised that this acquittal happened, and it will continue to happen until communities control the police in their communities, until there's accountability to the people in the community, until police are held accountable.
Now, Daruba, you mentioned a good point. When it comes to these cases, we see this happen time and time again. Obviously, the acquittal of this officer in Philando Castillo's case is not the first time we've seen an acquittal. But usually, families, they will file these civil lawsuits and they'll get millions of dollars. But the community and the family are saying that this money, it's not enough to keep us quiet or for us to forget exactly what happened to our family member. Now, I want to talk about the jury selection, which consisted of 7 men and 5 women, and only 2 of the jurors were black. The rest of the jury members were white. Now, do you believe this had a major impact on the outcome?
Oh, of course. A person's social being determines their thinking. The problem with white supremacy is that white folks are in denial that it exists. The problem with white skin privilege is that white people, Europeans, take for granted the privileges and freedoms that they exercise on a daily basis that could very well take the life of a person of color. We need to understand the dialectics, the dynamics, and the history of white supremacy in America in order to correct it. But we can't do that when white people, the majority of white America, is in denial of racism and white supremacy, that they try to formulate it as if it's an individual thing, as if it's a person hating another person as an individual. It's not that. It's a systematic, it's an institutional, and in many ways it's been passed on in the DNA of both the oppressed and the oppressors in America. And that's been proven that trauma that's passed on from one generation to the next begins to affect the social pattern and the social behavior of the children of that environment. So we need to really understand what's happening here. America has been weaned on white supremacy, on white male privilege, and it's hard for them to accept culpability in the murder of innocent black people or even to deal with the humanity of African people at all. So the fact that this police officer initially described the victim as suspicious, as a person that was wanted for armed robbery because of his African features, because he had a wide nose, and so that makes every African and black male in America suspect. If you have a wide nose, that means you're under suspicion of being suspicious. So we need to understand what law enforcement means in this country. We need to understand that we are living now in a state, in a country that's perpetually at war around the world, that has divided the world into military zones, and that has soldiers placed in over 300 localities around the planet.
Hey, Jeruba, I want to take it back a bit to last Friday. When the officer involved in the Philando Castile case was acquitted, the city's St. Anthony mentioned that they were going to dismiss him from law enforcement. I want to quickly read you a quote from the city. It said, the city of St. Anthony has concluded that the public will be best served if Officer Yanez is no longer a police officer in our city. The terms of this agreement will be negotiated in the near future, so details are not available at this time. Now, in your opinion, how does this make sense? The officer was acquitted, and then the city is saying we no longer want you a part of our law enforcement. And isn't this just a big contradiction?
Well, no. This is what I was saying initially. We need to understand that the police unions are the ones that are controlling the political and legal apparatus of the states, of the state and local municipalities. And it's the police union contract that permits Castillo to walk away the way he's walking away. Police can kill you and they can't be asked questions by a prosecutor or the state for 72 hours. Whereas if you were to be accused of a crime such as murder, they would be trying to get a testimony out of witnesses immediately after the fact. We have to understand that although this police officer was terminated with that department, that doesn't mean he can't go somewhere else and get a job. I don't know if this certification was revoked. I don't know.
And we don't know those details just yet, Daruba. Obviously, they're going to release that soon. But it looks like we ran out of time. I greatly appreciate that. That was Daruba.
So I allowed it to play in its entirety, but I wanted to say, first of all, the brother, he missed a couple of points. He was doing a good job, but he missed a few points, especially about the police department. But also this, brothers and sisters, that was not the only case that was happening like the Orlando Castillo case. There were also cases in Milwaukee and around the country where police, lesser-known cases, at the same time where police had murdered black people and they walk free. I mean, not just one or two or three. I'm talking about dozens of them. You understand? But we'll go into something. Let's go to the fall of America real quick. We're going to address this. We'll turn this over, and we'll see why God is bankrupt in America. You're looking at why God is justified in doing what he's doing to America. Because she still won't repent. She still won't say that she's in an open war with black America. But let's go to something. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us on page 40 and 41 of the Fall of America, as the Bible teaches us, God will pull the covering off of the covered and show the nations his shame. Talking about the white man. If the white man had not been uncovered by Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, I do not see any cover left for the white man's skin. By Allah pulling the cover off of the white race, this makes it possible for us, the black people, who were dead to the knowledge of the truth, to see the natural characteristics of this deadly white enemy of the black man. See, even though some of our people are dying in battle, this is for a bigger cause, to open your eyes. That's what the Bible was talking about when it talks about in that day that man of sin would be revealed. God has opened him up for you. Some of you still deny it, so you're going to have to be chastised. You're going to have to be beaten. You're going to have to, see, when God gets done opening up, it's like something says, brother, prepare yourself. It's going to come a time where God's going to let this white man loose on you. And this is what's going on right now. I hear the words echoing in my ears every day. So when we see these things, we should not be shocked, because this is scripture. Should we be mad? Yes, because of our people are refusing when they could just accept such clear truth. Isn't that something? They don't want the clear truth because the clear truth is in opposition to their open enemy. Our people, we are sick. And this is why we have to be separated mentally and spiritually from this devil's mentality before we can ever be separated physically. And this is the separation point. This is what's going on right now. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, the separation is going on right now. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. All of this plays a part in this. So don't get flabbergasted. Don't get frustrated. God's plan is underway right now. Now listen, characteristics. Because we need to understand the characteristics. This is what Elijah Muhammad said. He says, by Allah pulling the cover off of the white race, this makes it possible for us, the black people, who were dead to the knowledge of the truth, to see the natural characteristics of this deadly white enemy of the black man. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word characteristic means a distinguishing trait, quality, or property, an integral part of a common... Excuse me, brother. This is my screen just went out. I told you we're going through bad weather. So I'm hoping I'm still here. I'm hoping I'm still here. All praise is due to Allah. If you hear me, hold your hand up and let me see if the screen is still rolling. This just came back in. Somebody hold your hand up real quick. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much. I lost that screen with the Webster Dictionary. Hopefully it'll come back up in a second. I just get another emergency alert saying that there will be more severe weather, flash flooding, and all of this up until 5 o'clock. So we're dealing with that, but we're going to continue with the show, okay, black man and black woman. And if we get knocked off the air, just stay patient for a minute. Maybe I'll be able to get back on the air. I don't know. Just give me 5 minutes if I get knocked off the air, okay? All praise due to Allah. But let us go to something. So she's beating and misusing you. She's destroying you. But in all of this, she's been exposed for the greater good of the whole entire, not just the black nation, but the entire world. Because they're getting a chance to see the hypocrisy of America. Now, don't you think, listen to what's going on. Daily, you see things with nations challenging America on her so-called human rights, her civil rights, and all of these things. 20 years ago, America could have got away with that. Oh, we're going to put China on our human rights list, and we'll sanction them. But now the nations are laughing, and they've even made their own list, and they have America number one on it. You never thought you'd see these things. But if Allah had not allowed this beast to be exposed, the entire world could not see it. And then America would still be gallivanting around the world without these people seeing who she really is. So this is the time frame of her fall. The 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. It's a wonderful, and it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to actually have an in-depth understanding and to see these things and to connect them with all of the events that you see taking place. Gives you a leg up over everybody. Jim Rogers, Gerald Celente, Peter Schiff, they have a little bit, but they're missing the power box, Elijah Muhammad. They're missing the connecting point. So the lights are still out. So they have power coming from the economic side, but they have no connection to the spiritual part. So the lights are still out. You understand? So, isn't it ironic? Again, we go back to this thing. With the unemployment rate almost 100% for youth, black youth in Chicago, the murder rate is exorbitant, right? In this vicious state where Messenger Muhammad warned them of the coming judgment, now Illinois is not just Chicago, but the entire state of Illinois threatens to become the first state in the history of America to go bankrupt officially, which will set up economic dominoes to cause the great fall of America because of your mistreatment. You see this? I want you to listen to what they're saying. Listen closely to what, and this says 3 minutes on here, but brothers and sisters, this clip here is about 6 minutes. So we're going to go over a little bit. Like I said, y'all give me about 10 or 15 minutes over, okay? Because I hadn't had much time with you. Don't answer your phones or you will get disconnected. Don't, if you're streaming live and you get disconnected, brothers and sisters, immediately after the show ends, go and hit up. If you don't want to listen to the whole show again, just listen to the last part because you got to get it all to get a thorough understanding of what is going on and what to expect. All right? So I want you to listen to what they're saying about the economic crisis that has overshadowed the great state of Illinois. Didn't Elijah Muhammad tell you that this was coming? Brothers and sisters, I can understand you disbelieving this man if one of his words were not true. But every word, you know what, you got friends and you got family members that you call honorable. But every now and then, they fail you. Their words fall through. And yet you still honor them. You still trust them. You still love them. And here it is, you have a man who stood in your midst for 44 years. Never lied to you, never cheated you, never robbed you, only gave to you, and still giving to you right now the truth, the unadulterated truth that cannot be defeated. I'm here standing on the shoulder of a giant telling the world to challenge me on this truth to prove one word wrong, and they can't do it. And I'm telling you, why are you not loving this man when everything that he said is coming to fruition? Look at Chicago. Look at Illinois. Look at America falling economically under the judgment that was predicted, the chastisement that Allah would lay on America and expose her underbelly to economic collapse. Listen closely to this, all right? If they allow me to play it, because I have it.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Here we are. It's Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. We have gold currently trading at $1,243. We have silver trading at $16.53. We have the interest rates still having their effects on the gold and silver price. But one thing that is absolutely devastating that's going on in our economy right now, and no one wants to talk about it. In fact, the central controllers, they want you to believe that everything is going well. But we are watching things take place in our country that have never before been seen. Now, number one, we saw that Detroit, a major city, they were able to file for bankruptcy. We saw that Puerto Rico, a United States, it's a province, and it filed for similar to bankruptcy. Right now, as it stands, states are not allowed to file for bankruptcy. But this may soon change. And this is as a result to what's going on in Illinois. the entire state right now. In fact, road work across Illinois, it's my ground to a halt in June just because of this state's budget impasse. And it's not as though they can't do it, but this is something that is taking place all over the United States right now. Illinois has gone 2 full years without a state budget. It's hit education funding throughout the state, and it's also created $14 billion in unpaid bills. This is big. Both the Powerball and Mega Millions lotteries, they're going to pull out of Illinois June 30th due to this budget impasse. So without a budget in place, the state is not authorized to make payments to the association or Mega Millions. Now, largely when you win the lottery, they don't pay out your money at once. It is a giant scam, if you will. But there are people who have won, and they take annual payments. Because if you take your money out at once, they take big, major chunks out of it. So there are some people who are receiving payments, and despite the fact that they took the money, they spent the money. Do you understand how much states make from the lottery? They make exorbitant amounts of money. That's why they make it illegal for anyone but the state to operate them, and most of them are run solely by the state. And so they took the money, which they're supposed to be using to build roads and infrastructure, all that. But the government that's going on in Illinois, they're so broke and so bad at managing money that they've spent all of the money and now they can't even pay the winners. Lottery proceeds are about 2% of the state's revenue, and corporate income tax collection is down 41.3%. Sales taxes, they're flat. So ultimately, Illinois, it might find itself as being the first state to file for bankruptcy. And if things are going so well, this is not an isolated situation. This is by far the worst. Illinois residents, they are in a financial bind. There's a crunch in the financial sphere that is spiraling into a serious problem for Illinois lawmakers. Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection, it could be extended to states if the Congress took up the issue. And more increasingly, they're having to get into this discussion because of just the seriousness of the financial implications within Illinois. It's not isolated to only Illinois, but we watched budget impasses that were widespread last year. Schools were unable to get funding. They were not able to hire on teachers. They were cut down to only absolutely necessary staff. There are a lot of high schools and middle schools and some of the lower education schooling in our country that these tax dollars are supposed to be going to fund. Moody's Investor Services, they downgraded Illinois' general obligation bonds to the lowest investment grade rating. And the reason was the state's growing pile of unpaid bills and also this pension deficit that is absolutely immense in Illinois. So if the economy is doing so well, now Illinois is not by any means a poor state. In fact, that's why this issue they come into is the fact that they've made so much money that they've increased their entitlements, as well as the entire United States. We have been prosperous for so long, so we increase entitlements. And what happens when you enter into a recession, which they say we're not in, we're in a massive economic recovery, right? Obama boom, right? But whenever you have all of these entitlements that come from a privileged society, and then you have a decrease in tax revenue, you have a decrease in businesses opening up, you put restraints and regulations on all types of businesses, making it very difficult for them to operate, at which point you also have discussions of raising the minimum wage, which is a further hindrance to any kind of growth in our country. So what you have is piles and piles of unpaid bills. That's the same for the entire United States right now. But Illinois, they have the lowest credit rating of any state. Lower ratings means higher borrowing costs, which makes the problem much, much worse. Legislative gridlock, it sidetracked efforts not only to address pension needs, but also to achieve any kind of balance, which is impossible at this point. We have to admit it's impossible to balance this budget nationwide, but for Illinois in particular, there's a backlog of bills that are approaching $15 billion. That's 40% of the state's operating budget. Illinois is the only state that's been operating without a balanced or complete budget for 2 years. And ultimately, they're not able to manage money. They're not able to maintain or to continue going. If Illinois defaults, we also have states that are in some very serious jeopardy. We see that in New Jersey, the pension crisis is so severe. And the fact that there is no more money. The industry, the manufacturing that used to be within New Jersey and supply New York City is now gone. If you go through New Jersey, it looks like hell. Buildings collapsed. Government buildings collapsed. Kentucky, Connecticut. all these states are not far behind. If these states follow Illinois, the real question is, how is the rest of the country going to be able to respond to this? Because a lot of the states are struggling, and they're making cuts, and they're deciding to do things to attempt to balance their balance sheets, but how would it be fair? But the real dilemma, allowing states to fail or to default, is going to send shockwaves through the global banking system. But worse, if you were to bail them out, we're going to enter a currency crisis. And in this world that they want to paint for you and tell you that everything is so great, you know, the sun is shining, everything is so beautiful in our economy, we're in the midst of a massive recovery, low unemployment, we are watching the fact that our country has been bankrupted. Not only by policy and the Federal Reserve, but ultimately, there's nothing left. How are you going to restart business? How are you going to make America great again without increasing demand? That's the real problem. How can you increase demand when credit is tapped out and people just don't have any money anymore? The longer and longer we ignore this crisis, the worse it will be. And ultimately, so many people, they're left unprepared. All right, thank you guys for joining us here at the Silver Report Uncut. If you like the
So, you hear what he said? And I want you to hear something at the first part. Can I just give me a second? Let me play this clip again. And I want you to listen closely after the introduction to this little clip. I want you to listen closely to what he said. He said something that you should be very, very mindful of. Let me play it. It's coming back on. Listen. He goes through the gold and silver report.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Here we are. It's Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. We have gold currently trading at $1,243. We have silver trading at $16.53. We have the interest rates still having their effects on the gold and silver price. But one thing that is absolutely devastating that's going on in our economy right now, and no one wants to talk about it. In fact, the central controllers, they want you to believe that everything is going well. But we are watching things take place in our country that have never before been seen. Now, number one, we saw that Detroit, a major city, they were able to file for bankruptcy. We saw that Puerto Rico, a United States, its province, and it filed for similar to bankruptcy. Right now, as it stands, states are not allowed to file for bankruptcy. But this may soon change. And this is as a result to what's going on in Illinois. The entire state right now, in fact, road work across Illinois, it's ground to a halt in June.
Hold on one second.
Just because of this state's budget impasse. And it's not as though they can't do it, but this is something that has taken place all over the United States.
Finally. You know, I have to play against all these tricks. I have to go against all of this stuff. But I'm still here, and I'm still doing it. But he said, they don't want you to know this, but we are witnessing stuff that we've never witnessed before in the history of our country. That's what he said to his people. And why is that? And what time is it happening in? Again, brothers and sisters, you don't need the mind of an astrophysicist to question and ask this. Why is he saying it now in the 60 to not exceed 70 years? Huh? Because this was told to us, and this is what we were to expect. All hell breaking loose. If you think this is something, this is just the beginning pause of the, as the judgment intensifies. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I was told some things that it'll make you sit there and think and maybe shed tears because of what is coming. But you have to smile at the same time because this is the breaking of an entire race. It's breaking of an entire order. Because this order was unjust. And so, with the news of today, which is the title of the show, you understand now that God is after America. He's showing her that the more you go against my people, the more I'm going to do you in. I'm going to take your corruption. I'm going to take your evil. I'm going to take your greed. And I'm going to use it against you to bring you to your knees. And what God does here, and he's so merciful, what he does, he lays it out there for you. It's just like you going to a buffet and somebody tells you, don't eat too much, but nobody stops you because you have the free will to do it. And you eat and eat and eat, and next thing you know, you get sick, you get food poisoning, and you be near death. This is where America is. God allowed her greed, allowed America's greed to unhinge her from the gold and silver standard back then. She was gradually undoing it in the 60s. That's why she robbed the currency of the silver. That's why Muhammad had said that the years 65 and 66 would prove to be fatal years in the fall of America. That's why he said that. You didn't know it at the time, but you learned it on this show. Some of you didn't understand. I remember one brother who called himself a follower of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, well, there was only two things that I read all the messengers' teachings that I just found was wrong. When Elijah Muhammad said that 65 and 66, but nothing happened. And then he talked about the Indians. And then I had to point out to the brother, you don't understand. Before you go running your mouth to other people, seek understanding. Because you're a fool for not doing it, and you'll make other people fools for when they listen. But you look at the main events that happened in those years and do a comparative study to what he said, and you can come to a clear conclusion that Elijah Muhammad is right and exact. Right? And now the scientists are telling you that the Native Americans, so-called, crossed over through Alaska here. And they telling you the time frame. Elijah Muhammad told you that 80 years ago. You didn't want to believe him when he told you. And now the world is bearing witness to it. But you still, that's still not enough for you. So you got to go get your gun. You want to raise hell with the devil. The devil's over there killing people with armies. They got nations with armies over there. Million men in the army. Iraq had one of the baddest militaries in the Middle East. And America walked through them like a hot knife through butter. Look at what she's doing. She don't care nothing about Syria. And yet you go get you a shotgun or a rifle. And let me tell you this. A shotgun and a rifle that is made by the man you claim you want to shoot. And then when you out of ammo, you go back to him and say, devil or brother or Mr. Jones, sir, I need 6 more cases of ammo. Do you not see the disconnect? And then if you get shot on the battlefield with this beast, is there a black hospital in America? Talk to me. Huh? So that means you got to go get patched up by his doctor where he can do you in on operating table. As Muhammad said, do you not see that this is really ignorance on your part to not examine these things? Therefore, we must rely on a God who has power to break this beast. So the news of the day points towards the economic fall of America for the mistreatment of you. The news of the day points towards the end of the time when America would be able to impose her will on everybody else. Right? So we're transitioning, and I guess we'll get one or two short clips. If you got patience with one or two short clips, on the Middle East, we're tied up. I had more clips I wanted to really share with you, brothers and sisters, but I feared your patience, and I only scheduled the show for an hour due to the fact that I didn't even know that we would get through the show due to the fact that we've been having this real, real bad weather, this severe weather. But Allah is the greatest, and He's the best knower, and all praise is due to Him for allowing us to be together today, like minds, getting divine wisdom as revealed to us by God through His messenger. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you to listen to this 3-minute clip here, and then we'll come back after this, if they allow me to play it, because it's getting hard right now for me to even click on anything. Here we are.
Senator Chris Murphy in America is concerned about what really the entire rest of the U.S. Senate seems to be very dismissive of. The possibility that U.S. policy in the Middle East, specifically in Syria, is heading toward a possible confrontation between America and Russia, or America and Iran, or America against both countries. America doesn't have enough wars on its hands. Murphy, Senator Rand Paul is very concerned about America's Middle East policy, waging too many wars, spending too much money, accomplishing nothing but making enemies. Well, Chris Murphy apparently has similar feelings, very concerned about it. America very definitely is on a track toward getting into something much deeper than it's already in. Since around April, the last few months, there have been 5 incidents of U.S. hostility, attacks against Syrian ground forces, One against Syrian ground forces, two drones shot down, a Syrian aircraft shot down. What's coming next? Washington suspended, didn't cut off, but suspended the contact line between Moscow and Washington, where the countries will inform each other of the flight patterns of their aircraft so they don't conflict in airspace. Well, Russia is operating legally in Syria at the request of its government. U.S. actions, along with its partners in Syria, are operating illegally. The aerial operations and the ground operations, entirely illegal, flagrantly violating international law. Well, the real Syria, aside from the seriousness of what America has done to Syria, it's not a civil war, as falsely reported. It's U.S. aggression. It was Obama's war. It's now Trump's. He promised to be non-interventionist. He's been anything but. He's escalated conflicts that he inherited, I believe, in all countries. He's gone into Somalia. He's been very hostile toward Iran. He's a little bit uncertain in my mind about Russia. I think he'd like to have better relations with Russia, but he's impeded by Congress, so he can't do anything. But he's made a few hostile comments about Russia. If America and Russia ever get into a conflict, the world's two dominant nuclear powers, it could be worse than a catastrophe. It could humanity's survival could be on the line. Murphy is sensible thinking this. I'm not familiar with the rest of its agenda. I know Rand Paul is equally concerned. Whether this can be stopped before it gets completely out of control, who can know? America wages endless wars in multiple theaters. I see nothing in prospect that tells me there's any chance for any of them anytime soon.
So this is what he's saying, right? Now, I got a couple of short clips I want to slide in there, and I don't know if I'm going to do the 8-minute clip, but I got a couple short clips. I want you to just listen. Now, you heard what he was just talking about, Russia, and he was talking about Yemen, he's talking about Somalia, he was talking about Syria and Iraq, and how America's in there, and she's causing trouble. This, everywhere she goes, she's like this. But what they don't understand, the disconnect is here, is that America is fighting for her life. She's fighting for survival. Because she understands prophecy. And this is what that fight or flight motion kicks in. She knows that she has a short time, but she's doing everything under the sun. That's why she pays millions and billions of dollars to all these think tanks and all these analysts to think of ways, like she has 1,000 scenarios that could go, and she tries to make a plan for this and a plan for that and to be prepared for this and prepared for that. Because she is trying to beat prophecy. She thinks that she can outthink God. But these people, they don't see it because they are not privy to this. They think that if Russia and America go to war, the whole world is going to be destroyed. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that that won't happen. He said the earth hadn't sinned against God. He said the people do that because they don't see the hand behind the scenes that won't allow this to happen. But when America and Russia do tangle, Russia is going to dig deep in America, behind in Europe, brothers and sisters, listen to me good, and that will foment a thermonuclear strike by America on Russia, and Russia will retaliate, not to mainland America, but they will retaliate, and the scientists of God will step in. You'll see all this as it starts heating up. You'll start, bit by bit, everything that we've said on the Star Crescent Report. You see it in the news right now. You're seeing it happening, so you can't dismiss what we're saying. As this stuff starts taking place, you're going to call to mind what we've been telling you on the show, and when you do, it's going to give your heart a little peace because you know that God is on the scene to handle this thing. He is the ultimate person to deal with this. So America is meddling in these countries. She's trying to overthrow these people. She's trying to maintain her position. She's trying to maintain her sway over the earth, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Russia and America are still out. They're trying to maintain their position over the nation of the earth. So America, of course, falling. She's going to wage endless wars because this is the way she has to prop up a dollar. Because if she doesn't have a dollar, she doesn't have economic prosperity, wealth, or might, and she cannot attract the so-called slaves, and she cannot continue to oppress and suppress them without the economic backing. All right? So, again, I want you to listen to this, and when we come back, wrap it up, I want to talk to you before we go about what the guy said about the police department. I'm gonna wrap that back up because he gave you some good stuff, but he was also a little short on it. Brothers and sisters, maybe they're not gonna let me do it because my screen is down. Don't hang up. I'm gonna talk to you. Maybe they'll allow my screen to come back up. Okay. Let's see. Okay, here we are. Here we are. See? Live on air. You see what happens as we talk about these things. Go to any other show around and see if it happens to them. I just want you to do that for a second. Go listen to any other show and see if all of these things just so happen to happen out the blue every show. Okay? And you'll see that they're doing this to try to impede the truth, trying to impede you from getting it. But let's go to South Korea real quick. And I want you to see what I'm saying. It was not a lie when I addressed it at the beginning of the show. Pay close attention to this. If they allow it. I just hit the button, brothers and sisters, to give it a second, because they are messing with the show.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in pledged to seek détente with North Korea, regardless of the U.S. reliance on only aggressive containment.
I believe when it comes to North Korea's nuclear missile threats, it's the Republic of Korea that is more dire. For the United States, the North Korean threat is a future threat on the horizon. But for us, this is a matter of life and death. And so what I hope to achieve by the end of this year is to draw North Korea out to the table for negotiation through the implementation of various and strong sanctions and pressure.
Moon has already combined the ongoing sanctions with olive branches, authorizing NGOs to deliver aid and resume contacts with the North Koreans. Meanwhile, Washington flew strategic B-1B Lancer bombers over the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by South Korean jets, as the U.S. president continued to criticize North Korea over the recent death of an American former prisoner. Analysts see China as key.
If, at least on this issue, China aligns more with the U.S., it's going to be particularly difficult for South Korea to immediately start an engagement policy with North Korea. So I see a likelihood for a significant delay until that issue has somehow settled down.
In addition to differences over North Korea policy, Washington and Seoul also disagree over the deployment of the U.S. missile system THAAD, which Moon has suspended. South Korea's Ministry of National Defense Wednesday displayed what they say is a North Korean drone carrying pictures of the THAAD site. Moon and Trump are scheduled to take part in a summit later this month. Moon Jae-in's liberal predecessors Kim Dae-jung in 2000 and Noh Moo-hyun in 2007 visited North Korea for summits as part of their sunshine policy. Today, the new South Korean president remains undaunted in pursuing his so-called moonshine policy, despite the ever-increasing obstacles in his efforts to resume similar inter-Korean reconciliation. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.
So you see I'm not lying, right? You see I'm not lying. You see that as soon as the newly elected South Korean president got into office and he tried to start a unification process with the North and start trying to be brotherly toward him and wanted a direct meeting with Kim Jong-un, America flew up nuclear-armed bombers over the Korean Peninsula in a provocative manner towards North Korea. But she said she wants peace. Huh? In every nation, she has militaries there, but she's talking about she wants peace. Right? Like what the messenger say, peace, these things were not made for peace. These things were made to break the peace. That's what they're for. You don't have, as I said before, you don't have peace ships. They have warships, attack helicopters. Right? Bombers. These are for war. So now think about how hostile America would get if North Korea flew her planes off the coast of California. Huh? Or if Russia on a daily basis flew her bombers. And these bombers don't even have to be flown out of Russian territory to strike the U.S. Flew her bombers around the coast, the east west coast of America, all the way around to the west coast of America, or vice versa. Think about how outrageous. But America is doing it every other day with Russia and China and North Korea. But yet, when they send a plane up there to make sure that these people don't stray in the airspace, the Western media says that Russia or China was provocative, sending a plane in international airspace. What they don't tell you is that international airspace that butted right up against these nations' airspace. Warplanes, spy plane close to these people's borders. But the people who sent up the plane as a security precaution are accused of being the aggressor. Yet they haven't flown near America. Do you see? This is how the white man does. This is how America spins stuff. This is how she lies. She's a liar for the sake of a lie. And again, I want you to go to something. I want you to pay close attention to this. This is another two-minute clip. This is about what America is doing in the Philippines. Because Duterte wanted to align with the, and he's trying to align with the Asiatic nations, and America is trying to break up that because she knows what Elijah Muhammad said, that it is the Asiatic nations who are the ones taking her. So America is trying to impede that through North and South Korea problems, through Vietnam and China, through China and Japan. She's trying to keep them divided over small things so that she can maintain her position as the dominant and central power there, but she won't overcome God. But I want you to listen to how wicked she is. This is 3 minutes, I believe. Listen closely to this.
The Philippines army continued its push to drive ISIL militants out of the southern city of Marwari by bombing the terrorists' fortified positions.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handled like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.